Max Planck, the father of quantum physics, 1917 accepted the Nobel Prize for his work in quantum theory. I wasn't there. I'm going to paraphrase. He made a speech, and what he said is so astounding, absolutely astounding. Now, I don't know for sure, but I just about bet he went up and accepted his prize first, and he made sure he had that in his hand. And he said, now, is this really mine? Good, because I've got something I'd like to say. He made a statement that astounded his colleagues. It shook the foundations of their beliefs. Now, this is 1917 is when this statement was made. I'm going to share this with you now. After he received this prize, he said, as a man who has devoted his whole life to the most clear-headed science, to the study of matter, I can tell you as a result of my research about the atoms this much. There is no matter as such. He says, matter doesn't exist the way we think it exists. Our world isn't solid. And he goes on to say, and this is where it gets very, very interesting. He goes on to say, what we see as matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of what we see as matter. 1917. Can you imagine being a scientist in the audience hearing Dr. Planck say this? What a brilliant man, what a brave man, a courageous man to say this at that time. He's saying that there's something out there. Everything that we see is being held in place by this cosmic fundamental vibration. It's a mind. He called it conscious and intelligent. Well, if that's true, if there is a mind that is conscious and intelligent, we have to ask ourselves the question, what mind? Or whose mind is that matrix? The quantum hologram is believed to be that matrix or that mind. The language of quantum physics is now being recognized as such a neutral language that it may be the bridge that allows us to marry our most honored and sacred traditions of religious and spirituality with the most advanced and sophisticated science in the recorded history of humankind in a way that honors both traditions and is meaningful in our lives. Quantum hologram is now believed to be that matrix. Now, a colleague and physicist as well of both Einstein and Planck, Dr. John Wheeler, said something very, very similar in another way as recently as 2002. 2002, John Wheeler made a statement, and this statement may perhaps be the most telling statement of where the direction of our new physics is leading us right now. John Wheeler said, we are part of a universe that is a work in progress. He said, we are tiny patches of the universe looking at itself and building itself along the way. What John Wheeler is saying is essentially that the universe is where it is because we're looking to explore it, that we'll never find the edge of the creation or the end of the universe because when we look, the act of looking, the consciousness behind the act of looking in time and space places something there. It builds the universe as we know it so that we have something to look at. The implications of what John Wheeler are saying are vast and staggering in some respects.